Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Even as David's star is starting to rise higher and higher, he is raising a family and having children. One was Amnon, one was Avshalom, so far not so good. And the next one, not so great either, V'harevi Adoniah ben Chagis. His fourth son was Adoniyahu, Adoniah, the son of Chagis. And he's going to be a problem later for Shlomo, his youngest brother. Adoniah, a boy who likes to go around in fast cars with all the latest clothes, going clubbing, and David never stops him. We will see in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, Yirtzeh Hashem, and David allows him to run a little wild as the kid of the king, the young prince, and that's not going to do him well in the long run either. V'achamishi Shefatya ben Avital. The fifth son was named Shefatya, the son of Avital, the fifth son of David, and I haven't been able to find out much about him in the Mefarshim. He is named, but none of his deeds or his particular later history is brought down anywhere, so I guess he turned out okay. Pasuk Hey, V'hashishi Yisra'am le'egla eshes David. The sixth son was Yisra'a, born to Egla, the wife of David. And here, the Mefarshim have a field day. As Rashi brings down, Egla zu Michal, shoysa chaviva alav. Michal, who was his beloved wife, his favorite wife, who had been taken away from David, but she returned to him after he spent 7 years in Hebron, and she conceived and bore the son Yisra'am. Now, we're going to learn later in Perek Vav that Michal is going to get herself into a kind of contentious argument with David, and the Psukim are going to say that she didn't have any children until the day of her death. So some suggest that that means she didn't have any subsequent children. Others say the reason she's called Egla in this Pasuk is that she's going to die in childbirth. Her wailing before she died sounded like a calf, just wailing in what sounded like pain. It's interesting, however, that Egla, unlike most of the other wives, is called Eshes David. And that has to do with the affection he had for her, the fact that she was the wife of his youth, unlike the other women whom he married later on. So Michal is special to him. And this is also a similar phrase to what Shimshon said. It doesn't on the surface sound like a flattering comparison, but one's favored wife, is sometimes called a calf. Shimshon said this about his Pelishti wife, whom he loved to distraction, where he said, "You have been plowing with my calf." So I recommend to our male listeners, perhaps, not to call your wife a cow, but in the psukim in this sense, the Malbim suggests that it's a term of extra affection. Again, I would be rather careful about that. The Radak agrees, so believe me, I'm not making this stuff up. So, David now has six sons. Ele yuludu leDavid b'Chevron. And these are the sons who were born to David in Hebron. And remember that we say later on, in the overall summary of David, it says that he ruled for 7 years in Hebron. And he had these six sons. Now the Chazal teach in the Gemara, I can't remember where, Gemara Sanhedrin possibly, the Chazal teach that David had 400 children, each one handsome and of royal demeanor, leading regiments of their father's army, and the power behind Beis David. And the Mefarshim explain in the Gemara that these children are from the Yefas Toar wives Yisrael took captive in battle, and David raised them, and they terrified the enemy. David would say of himself later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me many sons. Unlike the sons of other kings, like Achav, who rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu and threw off the Ol Malchus Shamayim, David's sons, at least many of them, added to the glory and honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for all their faults, Amnon, Avshalom, Adoniyahu, you don't see any of them going off the derech in the direction of apikursus, of denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, later generations of Malchus based David would go bad. But you can't blame David HaMelech for that. We're going to see later on in the period of Malachim that there would generally be one good and then one evil, and then one good and one evil. And you might have a great Chizkiyahu HaMelech and then a terrifyingly evil Menashe king who lasts for 55 years, and then you might have a Yoshiyahu or Yehoash, and then you might have another bad king as we got closer and closer to the Churban. So there's no, as one shiur I heard once said it, there's no traction, there's no momentum, because each king undoes everything the king before him did. But for David and Shlomo, that is not going to be an issue at all. This is the high point of the Jewish nation in Jewish history, and it is on the rise, as we are here in Perek Gimel. But we're going to see conflict. Conflict among two different kings and their top men. Ishbosheth is going to have a problem with Abner, and David is going to have a problem with Yoav. They're going to handle it in different ways, and for one it will prove successful, and for the other it'll be a disaster.